Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
This is a digital recording for Mid-Continent Public Library, the Genealogy Center. And we have, my name is Pam Vogt. I am in my home in Gladstone, Missouri. Today is June 15th, 2015, and I will be interviewing my mother.
My name is Barb Kaiser. Well, my name is Barbara Kaiser, but everybody calls me Barb. And what else?
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Freeburg, Illinois. And I am, should I tell my old age?
Sure.
I am 78 years old.
And we'll start the interview in a little bit. We've also got my sister-in-law here.
Lori Kaiser, and I'm from Freeburg, Illinois.
So we're going to start with Barb. When and where were you born?
I was born in New Baden, Illinois, in 1937, October 26, 1937.
Okay. And where did you grow up?
I grew up mostly around Freeburg, but before we moved to Freeburg, we lived at Muskoda, out in the country, which is also in Illinois.
Okay. And was it on a farm or in the city?
We lived on a farm, and we had cows and pigs and chickens and sheep. And I remember when I was a little girl that when the sheep would have twins, they sometimes would not feed both lambs. And so we would have to bottle feed one. And I was not in school yet, so I got to take the bottle. My mom would make the bottle, and I would take it out to the fence and put it through the fence, and the little lamb would come running over there and just drink that milk up so fast. And when my brother and sister came home from school, they said, "Oh, you got to feed the lamb." It was a fun thing.
So yeah. Who were your parents?
My parents were A. Fred and Olivia Miller, spelled M-U-E-L-L-E-R, originally from Germany, but their parents, they were born in the U.S. Their parents came from Germany.
And you mentioned some brothers and sisters. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
In all, I had 5 brothers and 8 sisters.
Big family.
Big family, yes. It was fun growing up. Before we left Muskoda, there was the rains came every year and would flood some of our property. And the last year that we lived there, the floods came, the river came all the way up to our barn. And I remember that. And the men who had the clubhouses would come. They took us in their motorboats and took us around. And we went right over top of our fences. That's how bad the flood was. And that's when my father said, "We have to move. We have to move. We can't do this anymore." And then we moved to Freeburg. And I started school at St. John the Baptist Catholic School in Smithton.
So how old are you? Where are you in the lineup of children?
I'm the third oldest.
Okay, so you have a brother and a sister that's older, 2 brothers?
Yeah, a brother and a sister that's older than me. My sister is the oldest, and then it's my brother. And one of their main jobs was to help my father a lot, and I helped my mother a lot. And one thing I remember is when I was in the second grade, I would, she made bread like 3 times a week, so I would climb up on the bench by the kitchen table while she would make breakfast, and I would mix up the bread. She'd have this big dishpan, and I would mix up the bread for before going to school in the morning. It was a special time with my mother.
So you helped with punching it down?
Yeah, I mixed it up from scratch.
Oh, you know, wow.
Mixed all the flour up and rolled it up and everything. And then she would punch it down later as it rose, you know,
right. While
we were in school. When we'd come home, there'd be fresh bread.
Mm, I bet that smelled good.
Yes, it always smelled good, yeah.
So were there any other chores that you did that you remember as a child that you
did? One, when I got a little older, my brother Leon and I were in charge of gathering the eggs in the morning and in the evening. So we always did that. We had a lot of chickens. We didn't have sheep anymore after we moved to Freeburg. We just had pigs and cows and chickens. And so my job was to help gather the eggs. And we'd do that in the morning before we went to school and in the evening after we come home from school. And another job I had, which I really liked in the summertime, was I got to be the official babysitter because I got to take care of all my little brothers and sisters. And we'd be outside playing, I would swing I'd put the little one in the swing on my lap and swing him to sleep, and then I could take him in the house and put him in bed. My mom would always appreciate my getting the little ones to sleep.
I bet.
It was a big help.
So did you and your brothers and sisters share some chores?
Yeah. Well, whatever was needed to be done, we'd do. And then, like in the summertime, we would, mom would fix lunch for dad out in the field. And she'd give different ones. Each day a different child got to take the lunch out to dad in the field, depending on how far he was from the house. So she could usually see him, because he only farmed like 280 acres. And for a family our size, he really did good. And I remember taking lunch out to my dad, and going down the dusty field road with my bare feet, the dust flying. And when we'd get to where he was, he'd get off the tractor and sit in the wheel and then in the shade so we could talk. And I'd always have to give him the Cardinal score, what the Cardinals were doing. And so that was our special time we spent with our father. And I thought it was neat. I didn't think about it at the time, but afterwards I thought that was pretty neat that my mom gave different ones, each child a turn, to take lunch out to dad when we were old enough to do that. Yep. So it was a fun thing.
And did you have a nickname?
Well, everybody called me Barb except my dad. He called me Babs. He's the only one that ever called me Babs.
And did you like your nickname?
Oh, sure. Sure.
I guess it was kind of special.
It was special because he just used it for me. It was special, his special name for me.
So how would you describe yourself as a child?
Oh, I was happy. We didn't really fight. I guess we were too busy to fight. I know my brothers would wrestle, but we girls all got along really well, and we all helped each other the best we could, you know, with the different jobs we had. I thought we got along really well.
What were you most proudest of?
What am I most proudest of? Well, I think today I'm most proud of my children and grandchildren. I think I did a good job raising my children, which I have two sons and a daughter. And my grandchildren are all very special to me. And I just love them all dearly.
And who was the most important person in your life?
I think it was my mother, because she taught me a lot. I think she taught me patience, and she taught me to be kind and loving and caring. And she also shared her faith with me. When my brother drowned, he was 16 and I was about a week from graduation from high school. He was just 2 years younger than me, so we worked together a lot. When he drowned, I saw my mother's strength, and I asked her how she could stand to lose her child. And she said, if I didn't believe in God, I couldn't. If I didn't know he would send me the strength to bear this pain, I couldn't bear this pain. And I thought, wow, this woman has a lot of faith. And at that time in my life, I asked God to send me that kind of faith. And I think faith is something that you should ask for, that you should ask God to help you to believe and help you to grow in your faith.
That's a very special memory. So let's talk a little bit more about your religious beliefs. What is your religion?
I'm a Catholic, and I try to live my faith and share my faith with my family. I try to be a good Christian and a loving and caring person.
And so were you baptized as an infant?
Yes, I was baptized as a baby, as a child, little baby.
So do you remember anything else about some of the religious ceremonies when you were young?
Well, my first communion, when I was, when it was time for me to make my first communion, I had an attack of appendicitis. And so I was in the hospital when the rest of my class made their first communion. So I didn't get to make my first communion with the rest of the class. I made it about 2 weeks later on a Sunday just with my parents. And I got to wear my white dress and my little veil. And that was a very special time for me. Even though I didn't get to do it with my class, I got to have a special day all for myself.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. And confirmation, I was confirmed when I was in the 8th grade, and I was married in the Catholic Church. So what else?
Well, you want to talk a little bit about who you married?
Okay, my husband is Charles Kaiser, and he was not Catholic when we were going together, and so I just mentioned one day that I always thought I would marry a Catholic boy, and he said, if we decide to get married, I will become Catholic. And so, as time went on, Charlie went through the process of learning about the Catholic religion, and he became Catholic, and he is very faithful to this day. Even if I'm not there on a Sunday, he will not miss going to church.
When did you get married?
We were married May the 1st, 1957. Smithton, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Smithton.
And you mentioned that that's where you went to school.
Right.
So is that the church you grew up in? That
yes.
You went to
yes.
school and attended that church?
Once we moved to Freeburg, we lived there until after I was married. And my parents still lived there a couple years later than that.
You mentioned that you have 8 sisters and 5 brothers. How many, were they all alive and living in the house at the same time, or?
My youngest sister was born after I was married. She's the same age as my daughter. And so we had babies 10 days apart. So it was real special, too.
So when you got married, how many kids were in the house?
My older sister was already married. Otherwise, all the 12 of them, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. No, 11, because Leon had already passed away.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, how would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered as a loving and caring and forgiving person. One who was religious. I think that should sum it up.
Okay. So, speaking about the religious, what was the most profound spiritual moment in your life?
When I had my first child. When I looked at that little baby and I thought, oh my God, this is such a miracle. And I remembered one time I had asked my mother why she had so many children. And she said, I don't ask God how many he's going to send me. I just take what he gives us and know that each child is a gift of love from God. And we just love them. And I thought, boy, if every mother could just know that her child is a gift of love from God, these mothers would not let their boyfriends and their husbands beat on their child. I think when I hear that on television, I just can't believe that any mother could let her boyfriend kill her baby, you know? It's so sad.
It is very sad. Speaking of the immediate family, how did you meet your husband, Charlie?
Well, I had a job in Freeburg after I graduated from high school. And I worked at the Ford Ranch. And a block over from the Ford Ranch was Kaiser's store. And one other girl that I worked with said, let's go down to the malt shop to eat lunch. So we went there. And Charlie was always there for lunch. And so Charlie always went to the stock car races on Friday night. And so she asked Charlie to take us to the stock car races on Friday night. She wanted to have a date with Charlie. And she said that they would pick me up later. He said, sure. So he came and got us. And on Friday night, when we were sitting at the soccer races, she went down and got herself a hot dog. And she said, do you want a hot dog? And I said, no, it's Friday. I can't eat meat on Friday. And so he said, I'll get you something to eat afterwards. So he took her home first, and then he took me out to get something to eat because it was after midnight. And she was very put out. And then he asked me for a date. And that's how we started dating. When he went away to reserve camp, he wrote me a letter every day. He didn't have much to do at reserve camp, he said. So he wrote me a letter every day. And my dad said, oh my, somebody has got it bad. And Charlie and I dated for about a year and a half before we were married.
Do you still have those letters?
I thought I did. I'm not sure, but I think I have. I think I read them over a couple years ago.
So how did you know he was the one?
Well, I guess because when I wasn't with him, I missed him so much I couldn't hardly stand it. And I just thought he was a good person. He had good morals. And he was very respectful of me. And I appreciated that.
And how did he propose?
Gee, do I remember? It's been a long time ago. I think he, at Christmas time, he gave me a diamond ring and asked me if I would marry him. And he asked me when I would like to get married, and I said, I always thought I'd like to get married in May. And he said, okay, we'll get married the first week of May. And it happened to be May the 1st was on a Wednesday. And in those days, you didn't get married on Saturdays much. You got married during the week, whatever, you know. And so that's how we got married on the 1st of May.
Did he ask your father for your hand?
I don't think so. And my dad said, oh, I thought you were going to wait till you were 25 to get married. And I said, but Charlie came along too soon.
So how old were you?
20. I was 19 when I got married.
You turned 20 that year.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So what were the best times in your married life?
Oh, I remember the early years were quite a struggle because we didn't have much money. And it was hard to make ends meet. But we always just had faith that things would work out. And like my mother always told me, God will provide. And it just seemed to happen when we were most needed money. It would somehow be there. And what was the rest of it?
It was just, what are your best times together?
Best times. Well, we took little vacations together. We'd go to the Lake of the Ozarks maybe for a weekend and that. And after we got older and the kids were all gone, then we took some fun bus trips around the country. And before that, we would just do our own driving trips. But when Charlie decided that maybe he was tired of driving all the time. Charlie was a bus driver for the school, and he was in charge of all the buses, took care of all the maintenance, and the made sure all the kids were picked up on time and were safe. And when the weather was bad, they would cancel school so that the kids were not out in the cold or in the stormy weather when the snow was bad.
And what did you do?
I worked at home, and I also worked at Kaiser's store. Charlie's parents had a store, a small appliance store, and I helped there until my children were in high school. I started working at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows, and Charlie's parents retired from the business, and Charlie just continued to work on lawnmowers at our home because he also, besides taking care of the buses for the school, he also had a lawnmower repair that he did at their store. But then we moved that to our place in the country, which was just about a mile out of town, so it was convenient for people to come. And he repaired lawnmowers there until just a couple of years ago, when now he just sells parts because he has a lot of stock of parts. And he also could not just sit. He has to have something to do, and he loves the lawnmower end of it, so he takes care of parts for other people who repair their own lawnmowers or repair lawnmowers for somebody else. And that keeps him busy, too.
And what did you do at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows?
I was, at one time I did youth retreats. I helped with youth retreats. And also in the summertime, I would work at the information desk, and I would get on the buses that would come in for their tour of the shrine, and I would tell them all about the shrine and explain the different devotional areas to them. I loved working at the shrine. It was a very spiritual place, and it was just beautiful. And the priests that run the shrine were a very charismatic group, and I have special love for all of them. They are just were wonderful, and I worked many years with Father Elmer Maurer, who is just the cutest little guy you ever saw. he's shorter than I am, so I was not allowed to wear heels when I worked with him.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
So after you retired from the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows, then what did you do?
Well, I helped out in a little card shop in town in Freeburg for a couple of years. A young person was opening a card shop, and I went and helped her get things set up. And so since I wasn't very busy, she decided that she would let me work a couple days a week if I wanted to. And so I'd work just like 2 days a week, 3 days maybe, on a little four-hour shifts whenever she needed somebody. And it was just, it was fun and it was easy, and I didn't expect her to pay me much because she couldn't afford it anyway, and I didn't need any insurance. I was on Medicare, so it was easy for her and worked out okay for me too.
And now that you're no longer working, what do you do in your free time?
Oh, I love to go do work on quilts. My sisters and I get together. I usually, many years ago, I decided that I wanted to give each one of my grandchildren a quilt. And since I have 8 grandchildren, I started stitching the blocks for the quilt. My sisters would do, some of them had learned to quilt. I didn't learn to quilt, I only learned to do the blocks, the embroidery. And so I would embroider blocks, and then we'd go to get together at their house, at one of my sister's houses, and we would put together a quilt top. And then they would quilt them. And so after a while, couldn't keep up with making all these quilts I needed. So I had to find somebody else to help do the quilting. But I still, today, get together with my sisters once a week if everything works out. There might be 2 of us, there might be 4 of us, or sometimes even 5 that get together and work on quilt tops. If the 2 or 3 of us, we can put a very nice large quilt top together in 2 days. We work from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon and take about an hour break at lunch. And usually the second day that we're working on it is when we mark it. And then after I have mine quilted, then I do the hemming of the quilt. So I can tell my grandchildren, at least I helped make the whole top, and I didn't quilt it, but I did hem it. I did a lot of the work on it. And it's a fun time. And my one sister is 16 years younger than me. She got to retire early from the postal department when they were taking downsizing where she worked. And so it has been a special time. We call it our sisterly bonding when we get together. And I think today she's my favorite sister because we just get to work together so easily. It just works out. We figure out what pattern we want to do on the quilt. And sometimes in between, when they're not always working on my quilts, we work on quilts for each of the girls too, each of my sisters. And I stitch all the blocks for them. And that way, that is my contribution to helping them get their quilts together.
And which sisters are they that get together? You're one that's 16 years younger. What's her name?
Marilyn. And my sister Ruth, she's just a few years younger than I am. She's like 75. And Claire can only come occasionally, but she's going to be coming more because now she's going to be retiring from her job. She's 65, but she has been working at the Lutheran school as the head cook. And so she's finally going to give that up because she wants to enjoy her grandchildren more. And so she gets to come over occasionally and help us. And my sister Agatha, she's 62, and she can come quite a bit, but she's been having some trouble with her legs, so she hasn't been able to come as often as just right lately.
Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to share?
I don't know. And I think I've added. Okay. I think we did a good job.
Yeah, we covered a lot of interesting things. So this completes our interview with Barbara Miller Kaiser and from Freeburg, Illinois. Again, this is June 15th, 2015, and the interview took place in Gladstone, Missouri.